faith and nailed to the cross, crucified.
在这个最后的晚餐过后呢，耶稣就被逮捕，然后被审判和被钉在了十字架上。
But we praise God, that was not the end of the story.
感谢神，这并不是这个故事的最后的结尾。
For God raised Jesus from the dead.
父把基督耶稣从死中复活。
Not only that, but Jesus appeared to his disciples after his resurrection.
耶稣之后又向他的门徒显现，向他们讲话。
Peace be with you.
愿你们平安。
As the Father has sent me, I am sending you.
父怎样差遣了我，我也照样差遣你们。
Brothers and sisters, the Great Commission as stated in the Gospel of John is simple, short, and yet very deep in meaning.
在约翰所说到的这个大使命当中是非常简单的一个这个陈述。
As the Father has sent me, I also sent you.
父怎样差遣了我，我也照样差遣你们。
We, you and I are the sent church.
我们所在座的所有人都是被派到差遣到这个教会中的。
In fact, Jesus is sending us to a world that hates us.
耶稣把我们派遣到了这个世界，这个世界恨我们的这个世界。
And what is this world that Jesus is sending his church to?
耶稣把他的教会派送到了什么样的一个世界呢？
The word that John used was cosmos.
这个词约翰用的是 cosmos.
Now cosmos may mean the whole universe or all of the people in the world.
这个词呢，有的时候是说整个宇宙或者是所有的人。
But in general, when John used the word cosmos, he's referring to the human society that's been organized to oppose Christ and his followers.
但是在大部分的时间，约翰在用到这个词的时候，是说在人类社会，这个社会是与耶稣基督和他的门徒们对立的社会。
That is the world that Jesus has sent you and I, you and me to.
这就是耶稣把我们派遣到这样的一个社会来，这样的一个世界来。
In this country,
在这个国家里面，
people may experience hate because of the color of their skin.
人们可能经历了很多的这个恨，是因为他们的皮肤的颜色。
Or the way we speak,
或者是我们讲话的方式。
Or what native country we came from,
或者是我们是从哪个国家来的。
But when we think of Christians being hated, we normally think of countries such as Afghanistan or Pakistan.
当我们想到基督徒是被恨的，我们可能经常会想到像阿富汗或者是巴基斯坦这样的国家。
Oh yeah, yeah, you say we should pray for the persecuted Christians in those countries.
对的，我们是要我们是要为这些国家的基督徒祷告。
Oh yes, we should send missionaries to those countries.
是的，我们是要把我们的宣教士派到那里去。
Oh no, the United States is not like that, for we have the freedom of religion.
但是在美国并不是这样子，因为我们有宗教信仰的自由。
So you could say, well, Pastor Ricky, now I could go home. It doesn't concern me.
所以可能我们会说，那现在我可以回家了，我这个事情并不是很让我担心的。
So let me suggest another way of looking at hate.
所以现在我想建议大家是用另一种方式来看恨这个词。
And hate for Christians in particular.
尤其是对基督徒的憎恶。
Look at it as in our situation.
看我们现在的这样的一个境况。
Those places where Jesus is not welcome.
就像是基督徒在我们这个社会里面是并不被欢迎的。
Are there places in Springfield, in Eugene, where Jesus is not particularly welcome?
在尤金，在Springfield， 在这些城市里面，基督徒可能是不是被欢迎的
？It may be the public schools.
也许是
Where you send your children to?
也许是你把你的孩子送到了这个公立的学校里面。
It may be.Asian restaurants or marketplaces.
也许是我们的一些亚洲的饭店，或者是一些商店。
Jesus may not even be welcomed in your own family.
耶稣也有可能在你的家庭当中都不是被欢迎的。
You know, the church.Of Christ does not exist in a vacuum.
教会呢，并不是存活在真空当中的。
We are a part of this community.
我们是当地社区的一个部分。
There is a possibility that the culture of the local community is in opposition to what we believe to be the truth.
也许当地的这个文化。我们周围的当地的这个文化与我们所相信的真理是违背的。
The sent church does not consist of separating ourselves from our local community.
但是教会并不是与他们是分开的。
And be afraid, we can't go there because we will be contaminated.
我们不能想说哦，我们没有办法去到那里，因为我们不能被污染。
Just as Jesus came to the world in the flesh to live in the world, so also should the church.
就像是耶稣基督道成肉身来到这个世界上。
You and I know and even experience that we don't have to be a Christian to be hated.
我们不需要。成为基督徒来被憎恶。
But what is the difference?
但是区别是什么呢？
When we're hated because of our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, we do not see ourselves as victims.
当我们是被因为我们是基督徒被憎恶的时候，我们并不是把我们自己看作了
受害者。
受害者。
We are not victims because, exactly because we are on a mission.
因为是因为我们来到这里是因为我们有一个大使命。
We refuse to be victimized because we are on a mission for our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们成为受害者是因为我们在主里有一个使命。
And our mission doesn't start with what we do.
我们的使命并不是从我们怎样做开始的。
It starts with our identity.
是从我们的身份开始。
Who we are.
我们是谁。
It starts with what we know as the Word of God.
是从我们知道的神的话语来开始的。
Only then can we begin to speak about what we are to do, our ministry as the sent church of Jesus Christ.
以此我们才能知道耶稣基督的教会是我们要做怎样的事工。
Jesus said, "If you belong to the world, it would love you as its own. As it is, you do not belong to the world."Our identity is not with the world, but I have chosen you out of the world. That is why the world hates you.
你们若属世界，世界必爱属自己的。只因你们不属世界，乃是我从世界中拣选了你们，所以世界就恨你们。
We are chosen not because of how good we are, but we are chosen because of the love of God.
我们被拣选并不是因为我们有多好，我们被拣选是因为主爱我们。
That is who we are as the sent church.
这也就是说我们的身份作为被派遣的教会我们的身份。
And so Paul can say in Ephesians chapter 1.
保罗在以弗所书第一章里面说到
Verse 4 and 5 Even as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world that we should be holy and blameless before him in love he predestined us for adoption as sons through Jesus Christ according to the purpose of his will
就如神从创立世界以前在基督里拣选了我们使我们在他面前成为圣洁无有瑕疵又因爱我们就按照自己的意志所喜悦的预定我们借着耶稣基督得儿子的名分
Because of who we are being chosen being sons and daughters of GodWe count it a privilege to be sent to a world that hates us.
因为我们的身份，我们被拣选，被派遣到了这个世界，这是我们的一个特权。
And what we know?
我们知道什么呢？
Remember what I told you.A servant is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will persecute you also. If they obeyed my teaching, they will obey yours also.
你们要纪念我从前对你们所说的话。仆人不能大于主人。他们若逼迫了我，也要逼迫你们。若遵守了我的话，也要遵守你们的话。
What do you know?
你知道什么呢?
What do you know?
你们知道什么呢?
I hope you know the God in the Bible, His Word. You know, while the world would want the freedom to decide what is right and what is wrong,
我希望你们知道的是神在圣经里面所说的话当这个世界想要用他自己的这个自由来决定什么是对的什么是错的
Jesus reminded us that he's the master we are the slaves
但是耶稣基督提醒我们他是主人我们是他的奴仆
We don't get to decide what is right and what is wrong
我们并不能决定什么是对的，什么是错的。
That's the whole concept of humanism.
这就是人类的最重要的一个概念。
But we say, truth is what Jesus says.
但是我们说真理是耶稣所说的。
Who we are.
我们是谁。
What we know.
我们知道什么。
It's the foundation to what we do.
也就是我们如何做事工的一个基础。
Just as Jesus did not do his own will, but the Father's will, we also should do the will of Jesus.
就像耶稣是按照父的旨意，而不是他自己的来
旨意
按照他自己的旨意来做。
Just as Jesus did not speak for himself, but he spoke the words of the Father in the same way, that's what we should do.
正如耶稣不是为自己说话，而是为天父说话一样，耶稣基督所差遣的人也必须如此说。
And just as Jesus did not do his own works, but the works of the Father, that's what we should do.
也正如耶稣基督并不是为自己做工，而是为天父做工，耶稣基督所差遣的人也要如此。
So as we are sent out to the world, we do the will of God. We speak the word of God, and we do the work of God.
因为我们是所派遣的，所以我们说我们说天父让我们说的，我们做天父让我们做的，我们行天父让我们行的。
So our mission in the local community is to be imitators of Christ.
所以我们在当地社区的使命就是效仿基督。
In our humility, in the simplicity of our faith, and in the purity of our motives.
以我们的谦卑，以我们单纯的信仰和我们纯洁的动机来做工。
And then we could, as Jesus said, let our light shine before others so that they may see our good deeds and glorify our Father in heaven.
你们的光也当这样照在人前，叫他们看见你们的好行为，并将荣耀归给你们在天上的父。
What's up there? Okay. And then we come to the part where Jesus said, those who hated him were without excuse.
就像是耶稣说的，对于那些恨他的人是并没有任何理由的。
For he had revealed to them both in the words and in his works that he is the Son of God.
因为他已经在所说和所做上表明了他是神的儿子。
This is where I think our church is really failing.
这也就是我认为很多神的教会在有一些失败的地方。
Because we don't have a thirst for God's word.
因为我们并没有对神的话感到很渴求。
We are doing all these things out there when our foundation is built on sand and not on the solid rock of the word of Christ.
因为我们在外面做施工的时候，并不是在很浅的沙子上做的这几个事情，而不是说有很深的有这个地基的基础。
I'm not going to go into the sevens in the Gospel of John.
我不会这个就是说讲得很深耶稣的这个七个我是。
But when John talks about the words and the works, the deeds of Christ in his gospel.
当约翰在讲到这七个我是的时候，
if you and I had been Christians for some years,
如果我们作为基督徒已经很多年了，
you should immediately think about what Jesus said he was, you know, who he was, the seven I ams.
我们就应该马上会想到这主耶稣的这七个我是。
I'm not going to give you a quiz. The answer is up there.
答案已经在上面了。
But these are not just mere words.
这不是人的这个话语。
These are words that Jesus uses to describe who he is.
这是耶稣的话语来向我们描述他是谁。
His relationship to us.
他与我们的关系。
I am the bread of life.
我是生命的粮。
I am the light of the world.
我是世界的光。
I am the door of the sheep.
我是羊的门。
I am the good shepherd.
我是好牧人。
I am the resurrection and the life.
我是复活和生命。
I am the way, the truth and the life.
我是道路、真理、生命。
And most precious to me.I am the true vine.
我是真葡萄树。
Who Jesus is?
耶稣是谁？这是真正的耶稣是谁？
What he had taught us.
这是他如何教我们的？
And of course, the seven miracles.
然后接着是他所行的七个神迹。
The works of the Lord Jesus.
主耶稣的工作。
We are to continue to teach what he taught and to do the work that he did.
我们要继续做耶稣之前做的工作。
That's the mission of the sent church.
这也是被派遣教会的工作。
There are so many ways in which we can study the Bible in a more systematic manner.
我们有很多的方法来系统来学习圣经。
Right here in our local community.
在我们这个当地的社区里面。
I know some of our sisters go to the Bible study fellowship.
我知道我们有一些姐妹去当地的圣经研读圣经团契。
I'm not aware of any brothers that goes to those meetings.
我不知道我们在座的弟兄们有没有去这样的这个团契的。
I encourage that they would, they should.
我真的是很激励大家去。
Even though the classes are offered here in English,
尽管他的这个语言是英语。
All of the Bible study fellowship material is also in Chinese and many other languages.
但是这个团契的很多语言都是在都是中文或者是其他的语言的。
A church that is sent.Live for possibilities.
耶稣派遣的教会是存活在可能性当中的。
Wouldn't it be possible to have a Bible study fellowship in Chinese in our church?
那我们教会里面的这个圣经小组学习是不是可以用中文呢
？Oh no, 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 that's impossible.
哦，不可能。
But in Christ, all things are possible.
但是在耶稣中，一切事情都是可能的。
So we want to rethink what it means to be a sent church.
我们认为这个被派遣的教会的意义是
We are being sent to a world that doesn't believe because they choose not to believe.
他们这个不相信，这个是因为他们不想相信。
We are sending, being sent to a world that cannot see because they choose not to see.
我们被派遣到这个世界看不见，是因为他们不想看见。
So we pray that the Lord will help us, use us to help open eyes and hearts to Jesus.
所以我们祷告，把我们派遣到这个。这个世界来是让他们可以看到可以听到耶稣的话
And some of you know that starting today there will be a whole week of activities called City Fest
从今天开始我们大家都知道从今天开始有从这个 City Fest 开始各种各样的活动了
And you know that our church has been involved in a project to help the local schools called Project Hope
我们也知道我们教会一直参与到的这个 Project Hope 这个事工
But when a church or ministry finds great success and honor in the eyes of the world that opposes Jesus we may be doing all these good things
当任何教会或者是侍奉在反对耶稣的世人眼中获得巨大的成功时
Have you ever been in situations where you are welcome, but Jesus is not?
有没有这种经验，就是你是被欢迎的，但是耶稣并不是。
Is that enough for us?
这对我们来讲是足够的吗
？I would say not.
我会说不。
Oh yeah, we all want to be in places where we're welcome.
我们当然想要去到的地方是我们被欢迎的，被受欢迎的。
But eventually, we have to bring up. The subject of sinfulness and salvation in Christ.
但是我们的使命是要把得救救恩这个主的救恩来传到这个世界里面。
Yes, we should do all of these good things, good works, but the main reason is that we want to help the world to see that they are in a sinful, hopeless situation, and Jesus is the only, one and only solution.
我们被派遣到这个世界上的使命，就是应该让这个世界看到、意识到他们的没有希望的这样的一个处境，而耶稣基督是他们唯一的方式。
Yes, after the service at 2 p.m.
今天下午两点钟的这个时候
，2 p.m. there will be a prayer walk.
有一个祷告。
相步
okay. 祷告相步
yeah, Well, you walk and pray
边走大家是边走边祷告的
At the PK Park by the football stadium
在这个棒球场旁边的这个 PK Park
Do you sense that Jesus is sending you there this afternoon?
你有感受到耶稣是要把你派到那个地方去吗？
Irene and I have sensed that.
师母和牧师今天下午是被派到那个地方去的。
So we'll be out there.
他们会在那里。
That's why Irene has her hat on.
That's why. 这就是为什么师母有这个戴着帽子。
I have my suntan lotion.
牧师已经把这个防晒霜擦好了。
And hopefully we could steal a couple of bottles of water from the church.
他会拿几瓶这个水，从基督教会拿几瓶水过去。
You know, the church is being sent to the world not on our own.
教会被派到这个世界的各地。
Because Jesus sent the Holy Spirit to be our helper.
是因为耶稣把圣灵派到了教会来做我们的助手。
He said, when the advocate or helper comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who goes out from the Father, he will testify about me.And you also must testify, for you have been with me from the very beginning.
但我要从父那里差保惠师来，就是从父出来真理的圣灵。他来了就要为我做见证，你们也要做见证，因为你们从起头就与我同在。
It is the Holy Spirit that will confront the world about its values.
这是圣灵让把我们。来让我们与这个世界的世界观来做对抗。
And he does that through the church, the power of the Holy Spirit, and the spiritual gifts that we have.
这也是我们的这个圣灵和这个圣灵的礼物
恩赐。
And
our spiritual gifts is not to say, "Well, what a good Christian, what a great Christian I am."
这个圣灵的恩赐并不是说，你看我是一个多么好的基督徒啊。
It is so that we could fulfill the mission of being sent to the world.
而是为了完成我们在这个世界的使命。
A well-known Asian American pastor, Francis Chan, said this in his book called.Crazy love.
在Francis Chan 这个狂热的爱的这本书里面
，You know, he said to us, you know, after all, he was in the context of going out and making disciples that Jesus made a promise to us.
毕竟耶稣的应许是包括在我们要去和造就门徒的使命里的。
And that is, he said, behold, when you do that, I am with you.Always to the end of the age.
这样我就常常与你们同在，直到这世代的终结。
Jesus promised the Holy Spirit would be given to us so that we will have power to be His witness.
并且他应许了我们会赐圣灵给我们，让我们有能力为他做见证。
And Francis Chan said, it only makes sense then that if we want to experience the power of the Spirit, we must be His witness.
所以若我们要经历到圣灵，我们必须要见证耶稣，这是有道理的。
And he said, when people tell me they don't feel being close to God, I ask them how often they share their faith.
当有人告诉我他们并没有亲近神的感觉，我就问他们用多少时间分享他们的信仰。
You know, Pastor Chan said, God empowers us for his mission. And if you're not living missionally, it is doubtful you will experience his power.
他说神为了他的使命赋权我们，如果你的生命没有使命感，那么很可能你不会经历到神的大能。
Jesus talked about some people that believe in him.
耶稣说到有一些人是相信他的。
In John chapter 12, he said, Yet at the same time, many even among the leaders believe in him, but because of the Pharisees, they would not openly acknowledge their faith for fear they would be put out of the synagogue. And pay attention, for they love human praise more than praise from God.
虽然如此，官长中却有好些信他的，只因法利赛人的缘故就不承认，恐怕被赶出会堂。这是因他们爱人的荣耀过于爱神的荣耀。
Are we not willing to be sent because we love the praise of people than the praise of God?
难道我们不想被耶稣派遣，是因为我们爱世人对我们的称赞，而不是爱神给我们的荣耀吗？
Maybe that's why we're not being hated.
也许这就是为什么我们不是被世人所憎恨的。
Because we're not relevant.
也许这就是这是因为我们并不是。
relevant. 与这个地方好像没有我们所做的没有关系。
我们与这个地方是隔绝的，没有关系的。
Jesus did not send us to people just like us, right?
耶稣不仅把我们派到了像我们这样的人当中去。
He is sending us to all ethnicities, all nations.
他也把我们派到了所有的国中。
And the mission is not about different cultures.
这个使命并不是两种文化之间的这个碰撞，或者是不同文化的碰撞。
It's about one culture that begins.With the love of God.
它这是一种文化，是一个文化，是从神父神的爱开始的。
So that's why the most famous verse in the Gospel of John, we all know that what that is, right?
所以我们大家都知道，在约翰福音当中有一个最著名的经文。
How can we stop being just a spectator and become a participant?
我们怎么样才能从旁观者来变成参与者呢？
I spent a lot of time watching the World Cup. Maybe that's just me. Okay, I confess.
牧师最近花了很多的时间在看世界杯。
And my team won.
牧师的这个选的这个国家队。
I knew I took French in high school for some reason.
牧师在高中的时候学了法语。
Yeah, so I could say Vive la France. Long live France.
Long live France.
Yeah, 法国万岁。
法国万岁。
But you and I know that's only one person that we should praise, and that is the eternal God.
但是我们知道，在这个世上只有一个人，一个神值得我们的所有的崇拜和敬拜。
Who is simply eternal.
他是永恒。
He doesn't need.Our praise to be eternal.
他并不需要我们的赞美而永恒。
So I encourage all of you to become not just people on the sideline watching, but become participants in this mission.
我真的是鼓励大家不是站在边线上，而是变成这个参与者。
You know when.Jesus appeared to Peter on the shore of the Sea of Galilee after the resurrection.
当 耶稣向彼得显现，
在加利
利海的地方显现的时候。
You know, Peter may have the calling to be a pastor.
彼得也许是被拣选做牧师的。
Timothy, Brother Timothy may have the calling to be a worship leader.
我们的提摩太弟兄也许是被拣选来做来这个做敬拜的，来领敬拜的，带领敬拜的。
But what did Jesus ask Peter three times?
但是耶稣问了彼得三次。
Do you love me?
你爱我吗？
And then Peter said.
然后彼得说 是的我爱。
Now I get to interpret, right? And Jesus, you know, Peter says, you know I love you.
他说彼得说 是的你说你知道我爱你。
Only then Jesus said to Peter, you go be a pastor.
直到耶稣对他讲去当一牧师。
Feed, not your sheep.My sheep.
来喂养我的羊。
So before we even go out and do anything, ask yourself.
所以在我们出去之前，做任何事工之前，要问我们自己。
How much do I love Jesus?
我对耶稣的爱有多少？
Because in contrast to all of that hate.
作为这个所有恨的反面，
God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
You know, you and I were Gentiles with no hope.
我们之前是外邦人，没有任何的希望。
Separated from God.
我们与神隔绝。
We were enemies of God.
我们是神的敌人。
And we thank him for he loved his enemies.
但是我们感谢他，他爱他的敌人。
And we could do no less.
我们也要这样做。
That's what it means to be sent out to a world that hates us.
这也就是说，把我们派遣到了这个恨我们的世界当中去。
Ephesians said about being one as the body of Christ.
在以弗所书说到了，我们要有一个身体，只有一个。
You know, there are two important things that we have to understand before we go out.
我们要有一个我们要知道有很重要的事情，在我们在被派出去之前。
First, we must personally abide in Christ. I mean, we'll live in Christ and live in His Word.
我们要住在主的话语当中，住在主里面。
Secondly, we must be a church in which we love one another.
也要。这个被派遣的这个教会也一定是我们彼此相爱的这个地方。
You know, next Thursday I will be taking a plane to fly from Portland to Honduras.
下周四牧师是要飞到洪都拉斯去的。
It will take me 17 hours or more to get there.
整个飞行时间会比要超过17个小时。
And it will cost me a lot of money to get there.
也花了很多钱过去买机票。
But I have a deep sense that that's where God is sending me, so that's where I'm going.
这是因为我去，是因为我认为是神派我过去，所以我就去了。
But before I go, I found out I have to get a yellow fever shot.
我去之前呢，知道我要这个黄热病的这个接种疫苗。
There's no vaccine in whole Eugene. I have to drive up to Portland to get the vaccination.
这个黄热病这个疫苗在整个尤金是没有的，所以牧师下周要去波特兰接种这个疫苗。
And it will cost me more than it costed me more than $200.
接种这个疫苗比$200还要贵。
My health insurance probably won't cover.
然后这个医疗保险可能也并不会保险这一部分。
I use that as an example of sometimes how we would, okay, we're being sent, but we're so not prepared.
所以我用这个例子就是想说，我们有的时候可能说，哦，我是被派遣的，但是可能我们并没有准备好。
I was going to go there. I told Irene, the places I'm going, I don't have to worry about yellow fever.
我告诉师母说，我去的这个地方可能不用担心这个黄热病。
Yeah. Some of the places are close to where they have yellow fever. Okay.
可能这个附近的地方会有这个黄热病。
I just won't go there.
但是牧师说他不会去那里。
But Irene gave me the 11th commandment.
师母给这个牧师十一个诫命。
Thou shalt not go to Honduras unless you have the yellow fever vaccination.
这第十一个诫命就是不要去洪都拉斯，不要这个不接种黄热病疫苗就去洪都拉斯。
And who knows when I am there, maybe the Lord will send me to a place where there is yellow fever.
我们也不
next door.
我们并不知道，也许当我到了那里的时候，神就会把我派到可能下一家就会有这个黄热病。
Or having gotten that yellow fever shot, I would be ready.
但是因为接种这个疫苗，我过去之后就应该不没有这样的担忧了。
Don't go out to the world. Unprepared.
不要去到这个世界里面的时候，而不是把自己准备好之前就去这个世界里面。
Be rooted in God's word.
我们要有这个神的话作为根基。
Practicing loving one another and forgiving one another in our fellowship.
我们要在我们的团契当中彼此相爱，彼此原谅。
Only then can we go out.
只有这样，我们才可以被派遣出去。
Only then can we have the power to be a good witness.
只有这样，我们才能做耶稣的见证。
The church has been sent on one mission.
教会的使命只有一个。
Whether it's Honduras or whether it's Eugene Springfield.
不管是在洪都拉斯、尤金还是 Springfield.
And that one mission is the mission of love.A mission of humility, a mission of sacrifice.
这个使命只有一个，是爱，是谦卑，是最后一个
牺牲。
牺牲哦、oh, ，sacrifice， yes, 牺牲。
And that one mission is the mission of our Lord, our dear Lord Jesus Christ.
这个教会的使命，这个唯一的使命，就是我们耶稣基督的使命。
Are you ready to go out?
你们准备好被派遣出去了吗
？Yes, okay, good. Okay, let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father, if it was not for your grace, we wouldn't even be able to speak on what we spoke today.
天父，如果不是你的恩典，我们今天都没有办法坐在这里来分享。
We are humbled and we feel honored to be sent out by you.
我们谦卑，我们是被你所派遣出来的。
It may be in our schools, it may be in our office.
也许在我们的学校里，在我们的办公室里面。
It may be even within our own home.
也许是在我们的自己的家庭里面。
So Lord, we ask that you give us the desire, the deep, deep desire to love you, to love your word, to love one another.
主啊，我们真的是求你给我们这样一个很深的对你的话语的这个渴求。
And whatever is accomplished is not by our own ability.
我们最后的成就并不是因为我们自己能做多少。
But by the power of the Holy Spirit.
而是圣灵的能力。
The Spirit is always with us and in us.
圣灵永远和我们在一起，在我们里面。
For that, we give you all the praise.
如此，我们给你所有的敬拜和赞美。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
以奉基督耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
谢谢Ricky 牧师，还有Jenny 他们在神话语上。